arrived in San Francisco, and the energy in this city, it feels different. You can sense it in the crowds downtown, in the lines outside shops, and in the way people are showing up across our neighborhoods. We are watching progress take hold. Revenue and in-person shopping were up 50% this Black Friday compared to last year. And San Francisco outpaced 20 other major cities on the busiest shopping day of the year. Along with that, the Thanksgiving travel period at SFO was the busiest ever. And this momentum isn't limited to the holidays. Workers are returning to offices at a pace that leads the country. And the Business Times reported that San Francisco now has the strongest office sales market in the nation. All of this energy, it relies on safe and reliable transit that connects every part of San Francisco. That's why today, I, along with everyone here, am incredibly proud to launch the new Tap to Pay system on Muni. This new system will help us welcome people coming to our neighborhoods and downtown. Riders can now tap a credit card or a debit card or their mobile wallet to pay for all Muni rides. A few months ago, BART rolled out its Tap to Ride program, and now the entire Bay Area has been upgraded. Our public transit is more accessible than ever before. No apps, no specialized cards, just tap and go. SFMTA now joins world-class transit systems like New York and London and Toronto in contactless payment technology. Looking ahead, this is a major win for San Francisco and the Bay Area as we gear up to host visitors for Super Bowl 60 and FIFA World Cup. This upgrade gives visitors the kind of experience they should and do expect from San Francisco. As a city, we are moving in the right direction, and our economy is coming back. But that progress relies on stable transit. The Muni team is doing the hard work of ensuring tax dollars are spent wisely by reducing costs while improving operations. This new payment system will help Muni streamline its work, save money for the agency, and make the system more efficient. As you can see, we are all in this together, and that shows in our coordinated efforts on the Bay Area regional measure. This week, we put forward a funding plan that protects families and small businesses while giving us the tools to update service and support the people who rely on transit. More than 500,000 trips happen on Muni every single day. For residents, workers, and visitors, Muni helps people get them to where they need to go. My administration will continue strengthening Muni so that it works for everyone. I want to thank the Metropolitan Transportation Commission. I want to thank SFMTA Director Julie Kirschbaum, BART General Manager Bob Powers, and all of our partner transit systems, transportation systems, for their work to get us here. I know we have been waiting for this moment. San Francisco is indeed on the rise. People want to be here, and they want to be part of what comes next. And I am excited for this new era of Muni. So let's go San Francisco, and here next is Julie Kirschbaum, our SFMTA director. Thank you, Julie.
Woo! I am so excited to be here and to share that riding Muni is even easier. Today, riders can tap a credit card or a mobile wallet to pay for their service. Muni is proud to be part of this next generation Clipper upgrade, which will make it even easier to get around the Bay Area and really modernize and upgrade our fare technology. It's just in time for holiday tourism, and Muni is a great way to get around, whether you're coming into the city for shopping or ice skating or just enjoying the beautiful decorations. Muni is ready, and you just have to tap and go. No apps, no specialized cards. Looking ahead, as Mayor Lurie said, this is a great, great system to have in place as we welcome visitors from around the country and around the world as we prepare for Super Bowl 60 and the FIFA World Cup. And as of today, all 24 transit agencies that access Clipper will accept contactless debit or credit cards and mobile wallets. Just tap your preferred payment on a Clipper and your card reader and you're ready to go. The new payment system will help Muni streamline its operations, save money for the agency, and make our system more efficient than ever. The transition work for this new technology is happening behind the scenes. So your Clipper card is going to work today and every day moving forward. But as we move into transition and starting today, riders paying with their credit or debit card will receive free transfers or reduced transfers across the Bay Area systems, saving up to $2.85 per transfer. That means if you are a daily commuter, you can save up to $1,500 a year going from Oakland to downtown San Francisco. We are really excited for this technology. We are really excited for this step forward for San Francisco and for the region. And this work complements all of the amazing work underway to support Bay Area Transit. Leading this work is Bay Area Transit's greatest champion, Senator Scott Wiener.
Thank you very much to Julie Kirschbaum and to everyone at MTA and BART and the MTC and Cubic and everyone else who made this possible today. This is a very exciting day for transit riders in San Francisco, and I say the following only with love. San Francisco and the Bay Area, we are normally ahead of the curve on many, many things, particularly around technology. This is one area where we're playing a little bit of catch up, and we're finally catching up. I think for a lot of people in the Bay Area, when we travel to other parts of the country, other parts of the world, you have that moment when you're about to ride their transit system when you're like, oh my God, how do I get a card or a ticket? And then you realize, no, I just have to tap my phone or my card and I can enter. And sometimes when people come to the Bay Area, they're like, wait, what's going on? I have to get a special card to ride. I can't use my phone or my card. Those days are over. And this is very, very exciting. It's bringing our transit systems fully into the 21st century. This is a pro transit rider change. It's going to make it easier for people to ride. We want more people to ride transit, and the way that you make it easier for, or the way that you get more people to ride transit, is to make it easier and easier and easier for them to do it, to make it a better experience in all respects, to never make it stressful for people to figure out how to even enter transit. And the better we make our transit systems, the more reliable, safer, cleaner, and easier, the more people will ride. And we are seeing that today. It wasn't that long ago when people, and there's still some people who do it because some people are just Debbie Downers, but it wasn't that long ago when people were predicting the demise of all of our transit systems. And our transit systems are proving those naysayers wrong. Muni's ridership is just exploding, and there are lines that are way above what they were pre-pandemic. Caltrain, because we modernized it and electrified it, is just exploding in its ridership. And BART has taken so many positive steps with the new fare gates and the new trains and the increased cleaning, and we're seeing great improvements on BART too. So I am optimistic about where our transit systems are. They are making great progress. They're growing their ridership. And I do just want to say that the work remains. We have to make sure that these systems are funded and that we stabilize their funding so that we can avoid service cuts. And I know that we will avoid service cuts, and we're going to continue to have amazing public transportation in the Bay Area. Thank you.
this project, as you've heard stated, required coordinating with 24 transit agencies and required incredible leadership from the Metropolitan Transportation Commission in order to get us here today. So it is my honor to introduce Sue Nowak, chair of the MTC board.
Thank you, Julie. I appreciate the warm welcome. Launching the next generation of Clipper is such a huge achievement for the Bay Area, and one so many people work so hard to make happen. The next generation of Clipper will make it more convenient for more people to get more places on transit. In fact, we're learning this morning that customer demand to shift into the next generation has been so strong that it's creating some glitches on the Clipper app and the website. The MTC staff and our partners at Cubic are troubleshooting the problem right now and working to fix these issues as quickly as possible. In the meantime, customers will be able to use their existing Clipper card and their digital wallets just as they normally do. Clipper and the Bay Area's buses, trains, and ferries connect people to work, to school, to shopping, to recreation, and to other important things like medical appointments. We at MTC are encouraged by the steady rise in transit ridership since the COVID pandemic, and we appreciate everything our transit agency partners are doing to keep that growth curve going. Clipper and the next generation system improvements will help make it possible to accelerate our work to bring more people to transit. I cannot emphasize enough that the next generation of Clipper is a truly regional project. It also demonstrates transit agencies' commitment to work together to benefit the Bay Area residents and visitors alike. We also appreciate the contributions of our Clipper contractor, Cubic Transportation Systems, to make these changes possible. MTC and Bay Area transit agencies will team up on more new projects in the future to make transit faster, more convenient, more customer friendly, and more attractive for all kinds of trips throughout the Bay Area. I now want to ask Bob Powers of BART and the Clipper Executive Board to offer a few words of his own about the next generation of Clipper. Thank you.
Well, good morning. How's everybody doing? Good? So if you don't know me, my name is Bob Powers. I'm the BART General Manager, and I'm also the chair of the Clipper Executive Board. And they've given me some talking points here, but I'm going to go a little off script here. And just first, I wanted to thank the mayor and Senator Wiener standing behind us right now. There are no two more important people in public transit and driving the Bay Area and the great state of California forward, whether it's economically or connectivity with public transit. So I'm just it's a privilege to be standing up here with the two of you. So thank you for that. Just a round of applause. You know, and as great of a leaders as they are, we wouldn't be here today. I'm going to thank two people from MTC. They're both here. One is Director Jason Weinstein. He is the project program director to get this thing across the finish line. And the other is Alex Bockelman, and she's the MTC Chief Executive Officer, whatever her title is. But the point being, those two, in concert with the operators and the executive board for Clipper, really, you know, were the driving force in bringing this forward. So just a round of applause for Jason and Alex. And the last thing I'm going to say a thank you is, you know, I've been fairly aggressive with Cubic, as you all have known. And it's fine, you know, because we're trying to deliver for the Bay Area. It's not personal. And they really did. They came through. We set a date, and they did a nice job getting us across the finish line. So thank you, Cynthia Eng, VP here. So we're here, and the mayor said it, and I'm going to repeat it slightly different, that Bay Area public transit has never been as connected and as robust as it is right now. So you can go out to any system right now and tap and ride with your credit card, whether it's a credit card that you have in your wallet or on your phone. And, you know, BART went, we were the first to go a couple months back. We're running around 11%. 11% of our riders right now are tap and ride. Which is a good thing, right? But what's more important, again, as Senator Wiener said, you know, the customer experience. There's not a decision the operators don't make that at the heart of it is, does it improve the customer experience? And when I'm out in our system and talking to our riders, you know, and they're like, boy, the tap and ride is really transformational. If you don't have enough on your Clipper card, well, now you'll be able to load it instantaneously, going to Clipper 2. But if you're running late and you don't want to do that, you can just pull out your credit card, tap, and go. And all of our operators are now tap and ride. We're all synced up on our collective bargaining agreements on how we're going to provide service and how we're going to connect to each other. This is a big day for Bay Area public transit. Make no mistake about it. And it's just, I'm just so proud to be part of this right now, because we are world-class public transit here in the Bay Area. And so it is an honor for me, too, to introduce the next speaker here, a good friend of mine, and I'm part of being on her initiative on bringing world-class events to the Bay Area. And I'm going to introduce Aileen Jan Mohammed, and she is the president and CEO of the Bay Area Host Committee, and just an awesome partner for public transit in all of the Bay Area. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. Well, first things first, I've learned that you should never stand behind Senator Wiener. I had this song, "I Wish I Was a Little Bit Taller," running through my head as I was doing that. What a great day for San Francisco and for the Bay Area. When I took this job a couple of years ago, I think one of the first calls I made was to Bob Powers, and we talked about how to integrate transit for the Bay as we bring major sporting events to the region. This upgrade and how people pay is going to make things so much better for major events and for visitors who join us for major events. And we have a couple of those. Couple small events next year. We are going to be the first and only region ever to host a Super Bowl and a FIFA World Cup in the same calendar year. And I would argue to you that I think only the Bay can do something like this. When you host an event like this, both events, what you want for visitors is that they have a really easy experience when they come into the region. It's not hard for them to get around. This upgrade and technology allows them to do that. As well, we want them to see the tech-forward approach that the Bay Area is about. This upgrade allows them to do that. Most importantly, we want people to experience everything that the Bay Area has to offer, and if they can get around more easily, this helps them be able to do that. And so I am so ready to welcome the world. I know Mayor Lurie is. Next year, I know all of you are as well into the Bay. We are going to need all of your welcoming as we have so many visitors coming into the region. And I would say to you, first of all, thank you to everybody who helped make this happen. I first started and heard there were 29 transportation agencies, and I was like, I don't know how this is going to happen, but it's happened. And so thank you. And Mayor Lurie, yes, we are on the rise, but we're also born ready. So let's go. Thank you.
As you can see by the incredible group behind me, that Bay Area Transit has an incredible number of friends. And I just want to thank again Mayor Lurie and Senator Wiener and all of our speakers for being here today. I also want to thank Assemblywoman Stephanie, as well as Supervisor Danny Sauter for being here, our assessor, Joaquin Torres, and so many of our city partners standing behind me. I also want to echo Bob's thanks to the project team and to the MTC staff and to Cubic. It is pretty scary when you set a date. they chased at it with a can-do attitude that helped us reach this incredible milestone. So thank you so much for being here, and go out and ride Bay Area Transit. Go Muni! Woo!